This is the Hidden Killers podcast. In this episode, we dive into the unsettling case of Jennifer Farber Dulos, who vanished on May 24, 2019. Amidst a divorce and custody battle, her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, and his partner, Michelle Trokinis, became the center of a shocking conspiracy. Today, we bring you up to the moment coverage from the courtroom as Trokinis faces trial, accused of a role in this presumed murder.
Lieutenant Latre, just a couple questions if I can, based on what we just saw. Now, when an individual wears a body camera, where do they normally wear it?
On the center of their body, to project what kind of the officer would see.
It, throughout the course of your walking through 69 Wells, did you look into closets and other, cubby holes, if you will?
Yes, we checked the residence for anywhere we believed a person could be.
And there was also a photograph taken of a picture of the children on the wall. Do you recall that on the video in States 2?
Yes.
Why was that photograph taken?
Just to see if we could, who lived at the residence, any possible occupants of the residence, and to see if that might help us in identifying or locating a missing person.
While you were conducting the search of 69 Wells, did you wear gloves?
Did not, no.
Did Officer Blanks wear gloves?
No.
Now, there was also a point in the video in States 2 that there was a purse in the kitchen. Do you recall that?
Yes. Officer Coughlin had relayed to Officer Blank and myself that there was a Jennifer's purse was between the mudroom and the kitchen, and normally if she was not home.
Objection, hearsay.
Well, the response was the purse was between the mudroom and the kitchen, and then the court does not know what was coming next.
Well, my question for the court's knowledge, my next question was going to be, why did you go through the purse?
That's irrelevant.
Well, overruled.
You can answer, sir.
So the babysitter, Lauren, had told Officer Coughlin that the purse would normally not be at the residence if Jennifer was not at the residence. So we looked at the purse to see if we could find any information as to where Jennifer might be. And we noticed that on top of the purse, there was a spring light type jacket. And inside, we noticed a notepad that Officer Blank looked at. And we also noticed that it was a key fob or a set of keys for a Chevy vehicle.
With respect to that Chevy vehicle, withdraw that if I can. Did you do anything with those keys?
Yes, those keys were taken from 69 Wells Lane, and we ultimately took them to Lapham Road, where the Chevy was located by Captain Walsh.
Where is Lapham Road?
Lapham Road is in the southwestern area of New Canaan, and it borders Waveney Park.
What is Waveney Park?
Waveney Park is a large acreage area in New Canaan. It is a public park that's open to the community, and it has several walking trails, has a dog park, has a swimming pool, has playing fields. So it's a community park.
If I can, I'm going to show you and direct your attention back to the screen behind you. The state is returning to States 1. Play, place on it. The kids, dates one, picture marked 11. Do you recognize what's depicted on that photograph, sir?
Yes, it's an aerial photo of a portion of Waveney Park. It also includes Lapham Road.
Would you mind, sir, getting up, if it's okay with the court, if I can have him stand up and just answer a few questions about that screen? If you can, please identify Lapham Road if it's on that photograph.
Lapham Road runs here.
And there is another road, I'm sorry, just for the record, that was, I guess, well, let me ask this, is that north or south?
Or the way I orient Lapham Road in regards to this map is it runs north and south. And this road here is the Merritt Parkway, I call, in the portion of New Canaan, Merritt Parkway runs easterly.
Okay. So for the record, for Lapham Road north to south would be in the middle of States 1, picture 11, and the Merritt Parkway. Did you point to the bottom, I guess, left to right? Is that correct, sir?
Yes. This is Waveney. I'm sorry. This is the Merritt Parkway.
Okay. Is Waveney Park depicted on that photograph?
Yes. The area of Waveney Park is this area here. The open fields and wooded area, and the property also crosses Lapham Road over here. This area here is a mulch pile. The town of New Canaan Public Works collects leaves and they mulch them in this area here.
And just for the record, the Waveney Park would be on the, I guess if you're looking at the right side of the photograph, and the mulch pile, I guess in the middle, is that correct, sir?
Yes, this is the mulch pile. Right side of the photograph is Waveney Park. Yeah.
Thank you. Is there an entrance onto or into Waveney Park from Lapham Road?
Yes.
Where is that?
As you look at the picture, the entrance to Waveney Park is going to be here. You can see the roadway going up through the park.
You say roadway, is that for vehicles?
It is, yes.
Is there any entrance to Waveney Park off of Lapham Road that is for pedestrians?
Yes, there's hiking trails all throughout the wooded area surrounding the park. Along the Lapham Road, there is pull-offs on the dirt area alongside Lapham Road, both sides of the roadway.
By pull-offs, what do you mean?
It's an area on the shoulder of the road. It's just dirt where vehicles have parked, and it allows a vehicle to park fully off the travel portion of Lapham Road.
And where are there cutoffs, if you will, or pullouts off of Lapham Road? Are they depicted on that photograph?
You can't really see them due to the wooded area. However, they're going to be north of the Merritt Parkway. So between the mulch pile and the Merritt Parkway, this portion here where will be where all those pull-offs are and vehicles can park.
Let me see if I could. If I can, Your Honor, I am zooming in. To right, the mulch pile, is that on the upper middle to the left?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can you see some of the cutoffs on that?
It is hard to see because of the tree line and the vegetation. However, some of these open areas in the vegetation would be some of the pull-offs. And again, they're both sides of the roadway, both sides of Lapham Road.
Did you go to Lapham Road that day?
Yes.
Where did you go?
We went to this area here on the southern shoulder of Lapham Road.
Why did you go there?
Captain Walsh located the black Chevy Suburban that Jennifer Dulos drives.
Did you bring anything with you?
Yes, a Chevy key fob out of a purse located at 69 Wells Lane.
You could have a seat, sir, if I can. States 1, picture 12. Sir, if you could take a look behind you, do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
What is it?
That is the area of Lapham Road that I just described, the pull-off parking spaces. That is the southbound shoulder.
Okay. When you say southbound shoulder, is that could you just explain it, what direction of the Merritt Parkway? Perhaps if you can stand up again, I'm sorry. But show where would the direction of the Merritt Parkway be in relation to this photograph?
So the black Chevy Suburban in this picture is pointing in the direction of the Merritt Parkway. So as the Lapham Road travels towards Merritt Parkway, that Chevy Suburban is parked on the right-hand side of the road.
Did the vehicle look like that when you arrived that night?
Yes.
I don't know why the TV just went. If I may just have a moment, Your Honor, the TV. Please. I'm going to keep hitting the button. There you go. All right. I can always pick something up. All right, sir. When you arrived, was Officer Blank with you?
We had different patrol vehicles, but we both traveled from 69 Wells Lane to Lapham Road.
Is there another cutout or pullout depicted on that photograph?
Yes.
Could you point to it, please?
Yes. This area here, dirt pull-off.
That's the center middle of the photograph?
Yes.
Is there another one on the other side, like towards the Merritt Parkway side?
There is, yes.
Okay. How many cutoffs are on that side of the road?
I believe three or four.
Which, there are three or four, do you recall how many were behind, I guess, facing north of the Chevy, and how many were in front going towards the Merritt Parkway?
One behind and at least one in front of.
Okay. All right. You can have a seat, sir. I'm sorry. And just briefly, States 1, picture 11. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
What is that, please?
It is a black Chevy Suburban.
Now, did you, what did you do when you got to Lapham Road?
We were looking for a missing person, Jennifer Dulos. Officer Blank and myself checked the trail that runs parallel to the Merritt Parkway. We walked look on the trail looking for anything that would lead us to the missing person.
Okay, when you say parallel to the Merritt Parkway, if I can go back to the... Here, States 1, picture 11. Is the area that you walked depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
Could you please just point to it?
Sure. So the Suburban was found in this area at a pull-off. Officer Blank and myself walked on a trail parallel to the parkway in this area.
Why'd you go there?
Looking for any indications of the missing person.
Did you take note of anything in your walk?
No.
What did you do after you did that? You can have seats.
A police officer from Wilton Police Department arrived on scene, a canine officer. Officer Blank and I returned to Lapham Road where the Suburban was located.
What did you do next, if anything?
Officer Blank assisted the canine officer. I stayed with the vehicle and Captain Walsh on Lapham Road.
At some point, did you return to 69 Wells?
Yes.
Did you go into Waveney Park, by the way, at any point besides that walk on... that you just described?
No.
When did you return to 69 Wells?
After the canine conducted a search in the area of Lapham Road in Waveney Park, no track was able to be established. So I was instructed to go from Lapham Road with a canine handler back to Wells Lane to see if we could do a search from that location.
Did you follow the canine into Waveney Park or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So when you returned to 69 Wells, did you return with Officer Blank?
No.
And what did you do when you returned to 69 Wells?
Myself and the canine handler from Wilton Police Department arrived at 69 Wells. I used that code that was provided to open that garage door, and we entered the garage. The canine handler stated he needed a scent item in order to conduct a search for the missing person, Jennifer Dulos. I knew there was a spring jacket located on top of the purse. So we went to that location, grabbed that spring jacket.
What'd you do with the jacket?
The canine handler placed it in the middle of the driveway for his canine to get a scent.
Now, did the canine conduct a search?
It did.
Okay, did you have play any role in connection with that search?
No, I stayed in the driveway.
What did you do, strike that. Did you go inside the garage again?
Yes.
Did you make any further observations in the garage?
Yes.
So what did you observe?
When we entered the garage, we went on the right side of the vehicle, the black SUV, a Range Rover. On the right passenger side of the vehicle, on the floor, I observed what appeared to be a footprint, reddish in color, could have been a footprint of blood.
States 1, photograph 9. Sir, I'm going to have you take a look behind you again. You can. Do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
Here, I'm going to scroll in. What is that?
It appears to be a toe portion of a footprint.
Is that what you observed in the garage that night?
Yes.
Did you make any other observations?
Yes. To the right side of that garage, as you enter the garage door, there was garbage cans. On the exterior of the garbage can near the lid, there appeared to be a red color that appeared to be blood.
And anything else?
Not that I can recall at this time.
I'm going to show you two more photographs if I can. Sir, if you could take a look behind you. States 1, photograph 8. Do you recognize what's depicted in that?
Yes. Appears to be drops on the rear portion, the rear left or driver's side of that vehicle, drops on the concrete floor.
Okay. And one more, please, states 10. States 1, photograph 10. Do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
Yes, it appears to be an area of the concrete floor that appears to be smeared, pinkish, reddish in color, as if something was cleaned up.
Did you, after making these observations, did you convey them to anybody?
Yes, I notified the shift commander, Lieutenant Ogrens, and Captain Walsh, who was still on Lappin Road with the Chevy Suburban.
What did you do next, if anything?
Detective Officer Patton arrived at 69 Wells Lane. It was determined that that location was going to be a crime scene, and the shift commander notified the state police.
Why the state police?
Their crime investigations.
May I ask, does New Canaan have a crime scene unit?
We have an investigative unit, but we don't have the capabilities that the state police has.
In what way?
Limited resources.
Okay. And did the state police come out to 69 Wells that night?
Yes.
Did you have any further, did you do anything else that night?
Yes. Later on in the evening, while still at 69 Wells Lane, I believe it was around 11:30 p.m., I conducted a neighborhood canvas, which means I go door to door, just seeing if I can find any information in regards to whatever the case is we're investigating. I did speak to a few neighbors. I was also looking for any cameras that residences might have, whether it's a Ring camera by the door or security footage cameras on any houses or residences.
Did you download any video cameras or anything that night?
No.
Now, at some point, did you get your fingerprints or palm prints?
Yes.
I guess tested, is that the right word?
Yes. One of the state police investigators from the crime unit came out and they took palm prints, handprints, fingerprints of me.
Okay. And that was in connection of this case?
Yes.
Okay. I may just have one moment, Your Honor. I have nothing further. Thank you.
Cross-examination.
Plug in my USB cord that it switches, so if I may. Good afternoon, Lieutenant. My name is John Schoenhorn. I represent Michelle Traconis in this case. I just have a few questions. The time that was on the video body camera that we watched, was that accurate?
I don't remember what time the video camera showed.
Well, my notes said that it started at 1757. That would be about 7:57 at night. Is that right?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Let me rephrase the question. If it says at some point as we're watching it, 20:00, would that be 8 o'clock p.m.?
Yes.
And to the best of your knowledge, were the body cameras even back then synchronized so that they were at least close in time to actual time that you were there?
Yes.
So is it fair to say that you were in that house at approximately 8 p.m. on May 24th?
Yes.
You said, I think you did say that it was still light out, correct?
Yes.
And you were not yourself wearing a body camera that night, is that right?
I was not, no.
Now, I noticed in your uniform today, you have a box in the center of your uniform just below your body microphone. Is that where the body camera would have been on Officer Blank that night?
Yes.
So it's center of the body, sort of view of the person who is wearing it, correct?
Correct.
And of course, you've seen that video prior to just now, correct?
Correct.
As you went through the house, you looked at each and every room, right?
Yes.
You looked in closets, I think was the answer to one of the questions by the state, correct?
Yes.
And in a couple of the places, there was some clothing on the floor, according to that video, correct?
Yes.
Did you go through any of the items of clothing at that point, other than the jacket you mentioned?
No.
You talked about a canine. Was this a tracking dog?
I'd have to ask the Wilton canine handler.
Well, I was going to ask you, was there more than one dog that night that was sent to the either to the house on Wells Lane or to the Waveney Park?
Yes, more canines were called to that area after the Wilton police canine had left.
You indicated that Officer Blank remained at that location, is that right? At the Waveney Park that night after you left?
Yes.
Do you know whether he accompanied any dog search, that is, any canine searching dog that night?
He did assist the Wilton canine that I was assisting at Wells Lane. He did assist that canine handler at Lapham Road and Waveney Park.
And just so that we're differentiating between the two, do you recall that that was a canine and a canine handler from the town of Newtown?
It was Wilton Police Department.
The one with you. What about the one at Waveney Park?
The initial one that initially responded was a Wilton canine.
All right. So same one or different one that went with you?
Same one.
All right. So I'm saying, was there a separate canine dog and a handler that came there that night that you're aware of?
There very well could have been. I don't remember at this time.
Fair. That was going to be my question. Mm-hmm. So you did not observe Officer Blank accompanying a canine handler into the woods at Waveney Park, correct?
I did, yes.
You did?
Yes.
Was it the same dog that then went with you and its handler to the house at 69 Wells Lane?
Yes.
In the parking lot right outside of the garage, you recall, according to the your images, that there was a basketball hoop there. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Was the basketball hoop facing the garage, or was it facing away from the garage?
Facing the garage.
You indicated that you took a key fob with you from the house. Is that right?
Yes.
Did you use that key fob to see if it connected to the Suburban at Waveney Park?
I did not, know.
Who did you give that fob to?
Officer Blank.
Did you observe Officer Blank use that fob to open up the, or to attempt to open the locked door on the Suburban?
I did not, know.
Now, if I could just go back for a moment to, there's the image, I believe, 11, states 11 on this exhibit. And I just want to clarify, if you would look behind you there, I'm not going to ask you to stand up, but this is the satellite image of Waveney Park. Is that correct?
A portion of Waveney Park, yes.
All right. And I want to clarify directions. You said that the Merritt Parkway heads basically east and west through New Canaan. Is that right?
Generally, yes.
All right. So would you just indicate whether east is to the right of this image or to the left of this image?
East is to the, is going to be, rephrase the question, sir.
Yeah. You're looking at an image on a screen.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on this side closest to the window and the jury, or is it closer to the judge where he's sitting compared to where you are?
It's going to be closer to the window, closer to the jury, the right-hand side of the picture.
And I'm just going to use my mouse for a section. You indicated, did you not, if you look at the screen, that you walked along a section of the park in an easterly, you said easterly, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Easterly direction parallel to the Merritt Parkway. Is that right?
Yes.
Did you also go across Lapham in a westerly direction, in this other direction here, across on the other side?
I did not, no.
And so that we're also clear, was the you're saying Lapham in this area generally is north-south, correct?
Correct.
Would the car, according to those pictures that we saw in the Suburban, be on the, looking at this image, on the left side of Lapham Road looking down, or on the right side from this map?
The left side of Lapham Road looking down.
Right. And so we're clear for the record. You're talking about the side where you see the leaf piles, the mulch piles that we see on that area, correct?
Yes.
Now, I just want to also orient the park. Does Waveney Park include any of the area to this area around the leaf mulch area?
I don't know exactly where the property lines are. I know north of the leaf pile, there is a frisbee golf area that belongs to the park.
And does the park continue and then stop at the bottom at the Merritt Parkway?
That is the border of the park, the Merritt Parkway.
And if I recall correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, this area along both sides of Lapham near the parkway is raised, it's elevated above the parkway. Is that correct?
I don't recall.
You don't recall that if you walked along in the park, parallel to the parkway, you're looking down, and you're seeing the roofs of cars as they drive by on the Merritt Parkway?
It depends on the portion of the park. Certain portions may be elevated, but a lot of portions would be parallel to or even to as you're walking on the trail.
Well, I'm talking about the park where you were walking.
Parallel to the road, even to the road.
That side was even?
Portions of it, yes.
All right, so does Lapham Road then cross under the Merritt Parkway?
Lapham Road goes over top.
Over. So there isn't a big hill approaching the Merritt Parkway, is there?
On Lapham Road?
On Lapham Road.
No.
So in order for it to go straight across Lapham Road, it has to be elevated above the parkway, right?
In certain portions, yes.
Well, I'm talking about where Lapham Road crosses the Merritt Parkway.
Where Lapham Road crosses the parkway, there is a drop down to the parkway.
Right. And is that also true if you go in the other direction, on the other side of Lapham Road?
What was the question, sir?
Yeah, isn't it also raised up at that point?
The wooded area or the road, sir?
The wooded area.
The wooded area, it depends on where you are in that wooded area, sir.
How about parallel to the Merritt Parkway? Isn't that elevated well above the Merritt Parkway?
I don't recall at this time.
Fair enough. So in any event, this area, according at least this map, has a lot of trees. Is that a fair statement?
Certain portions of the park, yes. As depicted in the picture, there is a wide open field as well.
Well, the field, I didn't ask you about the field. That's up, as you can see, sort of across from where the mulch field is, correct? You're referring to this area that's in a different color, sort of a lighter green and yellowish green lawn, right?
Yes.
So I'm talking about the forested area.
Okay.
These are mature trees in that area. Isn't that true?
Yes.
We're talking about really tall trees with large trunks, correct?
Most of them.
And you can walk through that area without falling over a bunch of little branches and small bushes, correct?
The trails are maintained. If you're off the trail, there's going to be bushes and shrubbery.
And if you go the park to the, if you continue in a westerly direction, the park is also bordered by something that we see in this picture, correct? This line here. See that?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
That is the Metro North Railroad.
Right. So in 2019, there was an active Metro North Railroad line that paralleled the western portion of the park, correct?
Yes.
And right here by the base of, the train crosses the Merritt Parkway, that's also an elevated railroad crossing, correct?
I'm not familiar with that crossing in the parkway, sir.
Fair enough. But right below that is a train station, is it not?
Yes.
That's the Talmadge Hill Metro North Station, correct?
Yes.
It's a commuter rail station, right?
Yes.
Let me just ask you a little bit about Lapham Road. Lapham Road, I noticed, we can go back to some of those pictures that we just looked at. I think number 12. There's a double, this is I guess 11. There's a double yellow line, is there not, on Lapham Road in this area?
Yes.
So Lapham Road, at least in this area, is a major thoroughfare in the town of New Canaan. Is that true?
It depends on your definition of a major thoroughfare.
Well, we're not talking about the Merritt Parkway. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking, is it a well-traveled road?
Yes.
So it's not a remote part of town where only local residents would use, right?
Right.
Have you ever done traffic enforcement on Lapham Road?
I have.
Sometimes the traffic on a weekday is very heavy, isn't it?
It depends on the time of day.
Sure. People use the park. This is a main access to get to the Waveney Park entrance, isn't it?
It is one of the entrances to the park.
And there is traffic, from your experience back in 2019 and before, throughout the day at least, correct?
Objection.
Well, there was traffic back and forth throughout the day on the date in question. What's the objection?
Relevance.
Overruled.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure. Back in 2019, that there was a well-traveled road that during the day there would be a fair amount of traffic traveling back and forth on Waveney Road, including accessing the park, correct?
Again, it depends on what your interpretation or definition of fair amount of traffic is. I don't have any traffic statistics, but it was a traveled road by vehicles, yes.
As opposed to a remote part of New Canaan, which there also is, correct?
Yes.
These pictures that we're looking at, including Exhibit 11, were these, do you know, taken that evening after you arrived at the scene?
The picture on the screen, sir?
If you look at the screen, please.
I don't know if that picture was taken that night, because by the time I arrived in Lapham Road, it would have been dark.
That's
or darker.
My question. This picture appears to have been taken at least during somewhat daylight hours, correct?
It appears that way, yes.
Unless somebody adjusted the lighting, but it appears not to have been taken at the time of your arrival, correct?
Correct.
But is that the exact position you found the vehicle parked in that turnout on Lapham Road?
It appears to be, yes.
By the way, when you arrived, the garage, was it open or closed at that residence at 69 Wells Lane?
The garage, all three bays of the garage were closed.
And you said, you testified that someone gave you the code so you could open it. Is that right?
Yes.
And you opened the middle bay. Is that correct?
Yes.
And when you first walked in, you walked to the right of the vehicle, correct?
No.
You walked to the left of the vehicle?
Correct.
And when you first walked in, nothing stood out to you immediately as being out of the ordinary. Is that correct? When you first went in?
When I first entered the garage, no.
And then you went through the house. Nothing stood out to you as being out of place, except maybe the fact that you saw a purse on the floor, right?
Correct.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Is there a redirect?
One moment. Nothing. Thank you, Your Honor.
Lieutenant, you may stand down.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Yes. If I can, Your Honor, call my next witness as well. Scott Romano. If I may just approach the clerk, Your Honor. Good Oh, yes, you're right. 3A. Sorry, Your Honor, I'm smart, making sure I mark it correctly. If you could please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or solemnly and sincerely affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give concerning this case shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or upon penalty of perjury?
Yes, I do.
Please state your name and spell it for the record.
Scott Romano, R-O-M-A-N-O.
And your affiliation?
Retired sergeant from the Buchanan Police Department.
Thank you.
And you may be seated.
Thank you, sir.
May I inquire, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Romano, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you are retired from the New Canaan Police Department?
Correct.
When did you retire?
June of 2023.
And what rank were you when you retired?
Sergeant in the investigation section.
How long were you a sergeant in the investigation section?
5 years.
Could you just describe briefly, I'll start with this. Could you please describe some of your training and experience as a New Canaan police officer and then sergeant?
Sure. After graduating the police academy, I was assigned to the patrol division. During my time there, I functioned as a motor officer, a field training officer, an instructor, an accident reconstructionist, with a couple additional duties. And then after being promoted, I did patrol for a short time and was then assigned to the investigation section.
What kind of crimes does the investigative section investigate, I guess?
Everything from bad checks or simple frauds to stolen vehicles to murders.
Does New Canaan have a, I guess, crime scene unit?
Not specifically, no.
Now, I'm going to draw your attention to May of 2019, specifically May 24th, 2019. Were you working that day?
I was not working that day.
Did you have occasion to respond to the New Canaan Police Department?
I did. I was contacted by the on-duty detective who requested assistance with a missing persons case.
Who was the on-duty detective?
Detective Tom Patton.
And the missing person?
Jennifer Dulos.
About what time or how did you get contacted?
I was contacted by phone at approximately 9 p.m. Detective Patton explained very briefly what he had been called on and asked me to come in and assist him as we started the investigation.
Where did you go?
Initially, I went to the police department to grab some equipment, and then I responded to Lapham Road outside of Waveney Park, where Jennifer's vehicle had been located.
Were you alone?
Yes, I was.
Now, did you respond in uniform?
No, I was in plain clothes.
Where on Lapham Road did you respond to?
So the vehicle was located just south of the back entrance to Waveney Park on the southbound shoulder of Lapham Road.
When you arrived, was anybody else on scene?
Officer Blank from the patrol division was there with the vehicle.
Can you just briefly explain what Waveney Park is, please?
It's approximately a 250-acre park located on the south side or south edge of New Canaan that's used for different passive recreation.
May I just have one moment with counsel, Your Honor?
Yes.
All right, sir, I'm going to draw your attention to the screen behind you. States 4. States 4, this is designated as picture 12 on the upper left corner, just for the record, Your Honor. Sir, do you recognize what is depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
What is it?
That was Jennifer Dulos' vehicle.
When did you, what did you do when you arrived on scene?
I was briefed quickly by Officer Blank, and then I effectively took over securing that vehicle and making sure nobody had any contact with it, until we decided further what was going to need to be done with it.
How did you do that?
By physically staying next to the vehicle during the course of the overnight I did a preliminary walk around to make sure I understood what was there and what wasn't there, and then basically just secured it so it was not touched.
Could you describe the car, please?
It was a black Chevy Suburban as depicted. There was nothing initially remarkable, although looking at the passenger side, which is the side that's against the wood line, it was, I noted at my initial walk around with a flashlight that it appeared that something had been wiped on the side of the vehicle. There were streaks in it and some marks that looked, although dirt may have been brushed off it without being washed first, there were scratches and some small amounts of what looked like, from my experience, to be a blood-like substance in different locations on the lower part of the vehicle.
I'm going to, sir, if you can, seats four, picture what's marked as 11. You mentioned you did a walk around the vehicle. Well, I'll just check that. How close was the car parked to the wood line?
It was up against the brush on the side of the road, so you really couldn't get into the passenger side of the vehicle without a little bit of effort.
Did you attempt to get into the car?
No, not at any point in time during the night.
Now, you mentioned those marks on the side of the car. Were those marks on the side of the car that is depicted in this photograph?
No, they were on the passenger side of the car that would be against the wood line.
Where on the vehicle did you see those marks?
I believe it was the right passenger door and the lower section near the running board.
Did you advise anybody of what you had found?
I mentioned to Detective Patton that I noticed it, and we just, at that point, kept note of it so that we could further look into that at a later time.
By the way, do you know when these photographs were taken?
I believe those were taken on the morning of the 25th.
So from, am I correct in saying you arrived at Lapham Road at 9 o'clock? Was that your testimony?
It was actually probably closer to 10:30 by the time I drove from home to work and then got to Lapham Road.
Could we at least have an AM versus PM? That's not been established yet, but it seems it's obvious, but I would ask that there be clarification.
Sure.
So I was contacted at 9 p.m. on the 24th, and I arrived on scene at approximately 10:30 p.m.
Attorney Manning, before you proceed, you identified this in the packet as States 4.
Yes.
States 4 admitted as a full exhibit?
Yes, Your Honor.
Without objection. She may not have indicated, but she asked me, and I said I had no objection.
Well, States 4 will be admitted as a full exhibit. The record has to be complete.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. And as I indicated, all the photographs are contained per witnesses, so that's why they are directed in that way. So, sir, you arrived on scene between 10:30 and do you recall around what time this photograph was taken?
Sometime after 7 a.m., but I don't recall exactly what time it was.
Did you remain on scene the whole night?
Yes, I did.
Who took the photograph?
I believe that was Detective Matt Riley from the State Police.
And did you observe him taking the photograph?
I was present when he was taking the photos, yes.
Okay. Now, at that time, when Detective Riley arrived on scene or on Lapham Road, did anything happen to the car?
So we eventually determined that to further investigate that it should be impounded so it could be properly processed. So we did, the keys had been transferred to me when I took over, so I had the keys to the vehicle. We then determined it should be towed back to police headquarters where it could be impounded inside so that nothing was disturbed.
Could you please explain the process of how that tow would have happened, or how it did happen, I should say?
So we contacted the department's on-duty wrecker, which was from town. They showed up on scene. I then, wearing gloves, I entered the vehicle so that we could limit any kind of exposure to anyone else. We couldn't initially start the vehicle, first because it was left in reverse. It was not actually in park. Secondly, because the battery was dead. So what we did is used a booster pack from the towing company to actually start it, which I did in the driver's seat, and then I drove it up onto the flatbed truck so it could be brought back to police headquarters.
And was it brought back to police headquarters?
It was. It was then put inside an impound bay, of which I backed it off of the tow truck and parked it in the bay.
Did you follow the vehicle, or the tow truck, I should say, from Lapham Road back to headquarters?
Yes, I did.
Why were you the person to enter the car again?
Because I've been the only person that had been in the car, to our knowledge. So as far as police personnel went, I was the only one that entered it. Therefore, again, keeping any disturbance to a minimum, It's the easiest way to take care of things.
After the vehicle was secured at headquarters, what did you do?
I then responded to Wells Lane, 69 Wells Lane, and met with Sergeant Albison from the State Police, did a preliminary walkthrough of the scene, and then we began to canvass the area to see if we could find any security camera systems that may have picked up any activity in that area.
When you say a preliminary walkthrough of the scene, what do you mean?
I was shown the garage area and a basic look at the kitchen area, and that was all.
Did you walk through the rest of the house?
Not at that time, no.
Now, well, where did you go after that?
So we began with houses on Wells Lane, actually just walking the area and looking for any exterior cameras mounted on any of the houses that could have potentially picked up any activity.
I'm going to direct your attention to the screen behind you, seats four, upper left corner indicates 69 Wells Lane. Do you recognize what's depicted upon that photograph?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
That is an overhead view of Wells Lane, including 69 Wells and the other adjacent houses.
Just briefly, and if I may, Your Honor, just if you can point it out. If you can, sir, can you please stand up and direct where 69 Wells Lane is?
So I believe this should be 69 Wells Lane.
Now, when you walked the neighborhood, where did you go?
We looked at any house that had a view of the street, specifically 54 Wells Lane, that we observed cameras mounted on the exterior of the residence that did pick up the street and would have shown anybody coming in or out, or at least we hoped it would at that time.
If I can, sir, when you say 54 Wells Lane, I'm actually going to zoom in a little bit. Is that 54 Wells Lane?
Yes, it is.
And why were you interested in this property?
So we noted that there were cameras on the exterior, and if I can get
if you can,
up.
Please.
Specifically, we noted there were cameras on the front of the house, so the face is Wells Lane, and on the end of the house near the garage area of the parking court. Okay. And those appeared at that time they would pick up the street view. Yeah.
Okay. And what did you do once you noticed the cameras?
We were able to make contact, specifically with this residence, we were able to make contact with the owner and asked him if we could review the system, which he agreed to. And we did actually look at it and noted that it picked up views of the street from two locations, both the garage end and the face of the house, and reviewed it briefly. The owner was incredibly cooperative, did give us access to the unit. It was initially brought back to police headquarters to do a download of the hard drive, which we were unsuccessful at the time because we couldn't get access and the owner wasn't sure how to access it. It was returned back to the owner's residence. It was reconnected. We were able to use his cell phone to review video from that day. At the time, we targeted, based on information we had, a morning section where we were able to pick up pictures or video, rather, of Jennifer Dulos's vehicle leaving in the morning and returning and then leaving for a second time and not returning.
Okay. Now, you, a couple questions about that. You watched the, you indicated there was a time frame that you were interested in. What was that time frame?
It was in the morning from just before 8 a.m. Through, at that time, we weren't really sure, through at least noon.
Did you watch that time frame, I guess, at the property of 54 Wells?
At the property, initially, we did. And that's when we noted her vehicle leaving, returning, and leaving again.
Now, you mentioned two cameras. If you wouldn't mind standing up and approaching the screen and just pointing out where those cameras were located.
So camera three is located on the south end of the house in the area of the driveway. And camera seven is located on the face of the house or the front facing out directly to Wells Lane.
And Wells Lane, is that the road in front of 54 Wells?
Yes, it is.
And if you are heading towards the, I guess, upper left-hand corner, what direction is that?
It's effectively southbound. So in other words, if you're traveling in the road from here to here, that's roughly running southbound.
Okay. And is there a road on top of that?
It intersects with Frogtown Road, which in the picture here.
I'll scroll back out.
Okay. It would be located up here, although you can't quite see it in the trees.
Okay. Your Honor, does Your Honor wish to break at
yes,
this time?
The time is approximately 1 o'clock. We'll stand in our luncheon recess and resume at 2 o'clock.
All rise. This honorable Superior Court now stands in recess until 2:00.
There's more to come at the Michelle Troconis trial in the Jennifer Farber Doulos case. The mystery deepens and justice seeks its course. Press subscribe now and stay tuned for more episodes unraveling the truths behind the most perplexing criminal cases from true crime today.